We are now going to learn Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're beginning the second parak of Masechta Moed Katan, by far the shortest parak in the Masechta. This parak is only about 2.5 blot long, and it's going to continue to talk about those things that you are and are not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah talks about Misha Havach HaZesav. If a person puts his olives into the place where they become softer, so that they'll be able to be used for pressing to make olive oil, and once you put them in this ma'ata, in this thing that they would put them in, if you don't use it for pressing right away, the olives will just go bad. The arrow evel, and then unfortunately someone in his family died, and for the whole shiva, he's not allowed to do malacha. So if he doesn't squeeze his olives right now in the olive press, since they've already been put into this softening vat, they're all going to be ruined. They're all going to be lost. Or it doesn't have to be that someone died in his family, or ones, or some other thing happened. He got sick, or something happened. Oh, to poalim, or workers who were supposed to come never showed up for their job, and he wasn't able to finish making the oil before Chol HaMoed. Toin kor rishona, you're allowed to press the olives for the first time on Chol HaMoed so that the olives don't get ruined. Umanicha la'achar HaMoed, but then the rest of the work of pressing it a second time and all this other stuff, wait till after Chol HaMoed. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda says. Meaning you could do the bare minimum of what you need to do in order that the olive shouldn't get ruined. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zilef Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, not only can you press it once, you even allowed to pour the olives on the base, pour the olives on the base habad and squeeze them until all the oil is out. Kedarko v'gav kedarko, and put them in jugs and seal the jugs the way you normally would. So main point number one, machlokes tanaim, whether you can only press soft olives once on Chol HaMoed, or even finish the job. Machlokes tanaim, if you're left with soft olives, you're stuck with soft olives on Chol HaMoed, can you only press them once, or can you even finish the job? So Gemara says, wait a second, we spoke about it in the Mishnah, if someone becomes an Avel. Pasach ba'Avel, v'siyim ba'Moed. It started out by saying you became an Avel, so it sounds like that was going to be the problem, that you weren't going to be able to press the olives because the person was in Avelus. But then it started talking about, and since it's Chol HaMoed, you do some of the job now and you leave it till after. Why don't you just say that we're talking about during Avelus when he's not allowed to do Malacha, and have the same Machlokas be, and make it be about Avelus? So Gemara is going to bring a Machlokas why the Mishnah doesn't say that during Avelus you could press it the first time. Amrav Shishbred Ravidi Zosa Meres Dvarma Mutarim Bemoed Asurim Bimeevlo. What this Mishnah seems to be telling us is that even though you're allowed to press the olives on Chol HaMoed that first time, during the Avelus you're not allowed to. That there are things that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do during Avelus. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, no, lomi bayaka amar. Lomi bayi bimeyavlo dimidrabanan huvishari. It doesn't even need to be said. Of course, during the times of Avelus, where the whole of malacha is only midrabanan, of course it's mutter to press the olives once. Alafil bimoi dis malacha daoraisa. Bimakam say the shari rabanan. But even on Chol HaMoed, where the Yisr malacha is nisa daoraisa, it's mutter in this case. Tanya Kavasid Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. We have a brisa that supports the opinion of Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, who's the first one that said that on Chol HaMoed you're allowed to press the olives, but not during the days of Avelus. And the brisa says as follows: Eil Dvarim Haosin LaAvel BiYimei Avel. These are the things that other people are allowed to do for the Avel during Shiva in order to save him from any sort of loss. Zesaf Hafuchin. If his olives are already softened, you could press the olives for him, and you can if his jugs are uncovered, you could seal his jugs for him. Pishtan lahalos mina mishra, you could take his flax out of the soaking pool where the flax soaks. Vitzimra lahalos mina yora, you could take his wool out of the pot where it cooks to be colored. Umar bitzim sadehu, and you're allowed to water his field. Umishatakiya onasamayim shalom, when it comes time to water it. So you see in this price, like Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, that the din of Avelus is more strict than the din of Chol HaMoed, because pressing the olives is something that we allow even the guy himself to do on Chol HaMoed. We allow a Jew to do on Chol HaMoed. Whereas Avelus, we don't allow the Avel to do it himself. We only allow other people to do it for the Avel. So Rabbi Yudah Omer, now we just continue with the Braisa, even though that we already got the part out of the Braisa that we needed. I guess we could already make a main point over here. Machlokes, whether you're allowed to press the olives during Avelus or only on Chol HaMoed? I guess another way to say it, Machlokas, whether we're more strict about Avelus than we are on Chol HaMoed. Or no, maybe more strict on Chol HaMoed because Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. That's a better way to say it. Machlokas, whether we're more strict by Avelus than we are by Chol HaMoed, or more strict by Chol HaMoed since Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. Now we continue bringing the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Zoron lo stay near. If he has a plowed field, you're even allowed to plant it for him, for the Avel. Soda Omedes Lepishton, if you have a field that's ready to be planted with flax, and if you don't do it now, you're not going to be able to do it this year. Omer lo, so the Chum said to him, by a plowed field, Im lo tizra b'chavir, b'bachir tizar b'afel. What do you mean? Why is it an emergency if you don't plant it now? So they'll plant it with the later crop. Im lo tizra pishon, tizra minacher. And if you don't plant it with flax, why would you have to be allowed to plant it for him? Just let him wait till the shiva is over and he'll plant it with something else. So the flax planting season might pass. Big deal. So he'll plant it with something else. And then Rav Shmuel Neil says, sometimes he can even do the malach himself, the avel. Again, this is all about the avel. Is even allowed to do the malach himself. Zesef hafuchim vein shamuman elahu. What if he has soft olives and he's the only one that knows how to press olives? Kadolago vein shamuman elahu. He has jugs that need to be closed off and he's the only one that knows how to seal jugs. Pishton elahalos min amishra v'tzim elahalos min ayor vein shamuman elahu. His flax needs to be taken out of the soaking pool. His wool needs to be taken out of the dying pot. And he's the only one that knows how. Harezi yasa b'tzina. Then he's allowed to do it privately. Yosol kenam Rav Shmuel Gamliel im hayuman l'rabim sapar valin. If he was if a guy who's needed by who's the professional in town on certain issues and he's an avel, or if he's a sapar valin, he's a barber or he's a bathhouse attendant l'rabim that works for the public, v'igia es haregel, and it's yontif time, everyone's coming to get their haircuts and to use the bathhouse, vein shamuman eluhu, and he's the only one that knows how to do the job, harezeyas. Said that even though he's in Avelus, even though he's in Shiva, he's allowed to work during those days because the Tzibur needs him to work during those days. So I guess let's summarize this Braisa. Main point, next main point, main point number whatever it is, 2 or 3, whatever we're up to, that Machlokas and the Braisa. Let's see, how would we say this? Machlokas and the Braisa, whether you can plant a plowed field for an Avel, and sometimes an Avel himself is allowed to do the work if it's for the need of the community, if it's for the good of the community. Okay, Vaita, the Braisa explains those dinim that are of an Isser of Malacha for an Avel who works other people's land. Ha'arisin, va'chakirin, va'kablanim, different type of arrangements where you're working someone else's land. Harei elu yasu achirin b'shvilan. Then you could have other people do the malacha for you when you're an avel. Ha'chamarin, if you're a donkey driver. Ha'gamalin, if you're a camel driver. Ha'sapanim, you're a sailor. Harei elu lo yasu. Then you're not allowed to work when you're an avel. V'mahayu mukharin, al-muskarin, etzal achirin. But if you were already hired to do a job for someone else, harelu ayasu, you're allowed to do the malacha yourself during the days of Avelus, because otherwise you're going to lose out on that entire job. Schir yom, someone who's hired to work for a single day, afilu bi'ir acheres, even if the place where he works is in a different city, it's not in his own city, and the people in that city don't know that he's an avel, and if he does the malacha, you don't have to worry about maris ayin, still, lo yasu, don't do malacha, because a worker is allowed to back out on his agreement to do the work even in the middle of the day, so you're allowed to back out when you become an avel, even if they don't know you're an avel. Let's say you accepted to do someone else's work in your house, you took someone else's item to fix in your house, even though you're being paid for the job and not by the day, you're not allowed to choose to do that job during the days of your avelus, because you'll be able to finish it later on. What kind of statement is that? Even though you're only getting paid for the job and not for the day. Adraba, kibolas kididei dami. I would think, no, it's dafka because you're being paid for the job and not being paid for the day. That's why it's mutter. That's why you're not allowed to do it, because you could always do it later. If you're being paid for the day, though, then you got to do it today. Elaimer, rather, what we mean to say is bein kibolas, bein she'ina kibolas, lo yasa. Whether you're being paid for the day or paid for the job, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it when a person is an avel. Haisa melachta bi'aracherim. Let's say your stuff, the avel stuff, was in someone else's hands to fix. Beveso lo yasu. If they're going to work with it in their house, in his house, then they shouldn't do it during the times of avelus, because people are going to think that the avel's helping. Meaning, if I want invite someone to my, if a guy's an avel and he invites someone to his house to fix something, the plumber comes to his house, that's no good, because it's going to look like you're helping him out. But bevayis acher, if you send him a suit to the tailor and it goes to the tailor's house, not in your house, then yasu, then it's okay, then he can work on it. So the Gemara brings a story about an animal of an avel that was designated to work for someone else. So Miriam b'rei de Ravin, Miriam the son of Ravin, Umar b'rei de Ravacha b'rei de Rava, and Mar the son of Ravacha b'rei de Rava, havlu ahu gamlu de Torah b'hadei adadi. They had a cattle that they owned in partnership. One of them belonged to Miriam, and one of them, the second one, belonged to Mar bar Ravacha. Itra be milsa be Mar b'rei de Ravacha b'rei de Rava, and Mar b'rei de Ravacha b'rei de Rava became an avel. Upaske legamle. And he took his ox from the yoke, and he didn't send it to do work throughout the entire days of his avelus, because he's not allowed to have his animals do work while he's an avel. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Gavar Rabba Kamar Bered Ravacha Avid Hachi. Really, such a great man like Mar Bered Ravacha so misunderstood the halacha that he did this? Nidil Pseid Didei Lo Chayish, Ad Acherim Lo Chayish. He doesn't want to worry about his own loss of money. That's great, that's very noble. But someone else is going to lose money. The stuff was already hired out for someone else, together with someone else's animal. Vatanya, don't we learn in Brisim, Hayim Muskarno, Mukar Netzal Acherim Harelu Yasu? That if they've already been hired out for someone else, then you should allow them to do work. So says Gemara, yeah, but Husavar Adam Chashuv Shaini. Mar Bar Ravacha thought that normal people could do that, but for an Adam Chashuv, you have to be extra machmir. So even though, I guess this will be the main point, even though an Avel is allowed to have his animals do work if they were previously rented, there are those that hold that an Adam Chashuv should refrain from this. So again, last main point, even though an avel is allowed to have his animals that were previously rented out do work, an adam chashuv should refrain from doing so. Okay, that is Yud Aleph and Beis. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph at Amar Shmuel.